Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
We're going to be covering Outlander Season 1, Episode 15, Wentworth Prison, and Season 1, Episode 16, To Ransom a Man's Soul.
Yes. Our drink.
We're almost done with Season 1.
We are. Well, this episode will get us done with Season 1 of Outlander, and it's been quite the experience. If this tells you anything, we have disclaimers. Obviously, if you've watched these episodes of Outlander, you know what I'm going to say, and I generally don't give much disclaimer, but we are having something to drink, and it should give it away. The drink is from the Outlander cocktail book. It is called Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash. Hint. That is not part, it's not a disclaimer, it is a spoiler for sure. And so what is in this drink is aged blended rum. We just use Bacardi because that's what we have. Curacao, anchovies, chili liqueur, which they say you can alternate with something like chili powder and simple syrup, which we did. It calls for freshly squeezed lime juice, simple syrup, and herb syrup bitters. There was a lot of replicating, fudging, whatever. It's not terrible.
I kind of like it.
I kind of like it too. I have a feeling the anchovy liqueur is really, really great, but it is also really expensive, hard to come by, and it didn't call for much in this drink, so it seemed like
what would have been the point?
Yeah, what would have been the point? Because what else are we going to use it for?
Hot chocolate?
And now I'm rethinking.
No, we didn't need it. We didn't need it.
Need is such an interesting term.
Mom,
anyway,
no.
No, it's fair. Need we do not.
No.
When we have quite the extensive bar already. So
a part of our disclaimers, and we don't usually do this, but for these episodes in particular, we are going to be talking about a really serious topic.
Yes.
And because it's basically the entire episode. Like, there is rape in this show, and we have talked about some of the instances of rape or near rape, and been like, all right, and then Claire randomly almost gets raped because it's a daily occurrence for her now.
Well, apparently in this period in Scotland, it is a daily occurrence for women. Like, and that's
which really sucks.
Really,
and so, but now that it's Jamie's turn, they suddenly decide, okay, now you need a disclaimer before the episode, which I can't help but wonder why. They put it, like, I understand why they put it in front of this episode, but why not the episodes that contained rape before this?
Well, so they talked about sexual violence. I think it's because there is not a completed rape in those. It's attempted as opposed to completed. And it is completed. It is very, very, very graphic. So what I find, and we're going to talk about it in greater depth, is that they address this more or less head on, which is interesting.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So let's get down to it. Wentworth Prison.
Yeah, Season 1, Episode 15. So where to start?
It's right, not going to curious. Start anywhere because we aren't going to do this chronologically. We can talk about really.
It's anything. True. It's true. I think we should start at the very beginning and then kind of like jump around because the beginning
you like get starting at the beginning, don't you?
Well, yes, but it's a very good place to start, so I've heard. And so essentially where it starts is Jamie and McCory are in line to get hanged. McCory gets hanged, and then Jamie's about to, and then Captain
Blackjack
Randall comes swooping in, and I couldn't help but think this is framed as like his lover coming to save him when
it really is.
It's really framed that way.
It
it's
is.
The most bizarre thing. And like, he comes in on his horse and he's like, stop!
But you know that in Blackjack Randall's mind, that's how it is.
Yeah, it is so interesting.
That's how fucked up this guy is.
I got a lot of unexpected laughs from Blackjack Randall throughout these two episodes. And I can't.
Now, the first time you watch it, that is not going to happen. So just take it.
Unless you're me, in which case you laugh when you're nervous and uncomfortable.
I laughed at Purple Rain. So, you know, it's the thing. Purple Rain, the movie, friends. Never mind.
Okay.
Moving on.
Anyway. But when I don't know what to do, I laugh. And so that's kind of how things are. Anyway, so his prince, our prince, Captain Jack Randall, is like, no, put him in a
You
cell.
get to see how conflicted Jamie is about this. He knows that there is more to whatever is going on than it appears on the surface, and he's also bothered by it. Because I think he, while he was afraid, he had set his mind to, I'm going to be hanged today.
And
And
he had almost come to peace with that, come to terms with the idea. And even though, like, before Macquarie was hanged, he was talking about, yeah, well,
we should fight them and die like men. And
that, and
he
also,
sort of does fight them.
yes, and also that he's it. What's really playing on his mind is not a fear of death, but the fear of Claire, like having to live without him, and.
Well, and him for him to have done it over something stupid, which it,
Yeah, it was stupid.
this was stupid.
You shouldn't have been in this situation in the fucking first place, but
Right. I mean,
no,
it's
no,
not
no.
like the situation when he was at Fort William where he was defending Jenny's honor. This is just, I'm gonna go and like rob some people because someone talked me into
Yeah,
it, kind of
because
thing.
someone talked me into it, and because I, me and Ian killed this guy because he was trying to blackmail me, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, yeah, it was dumb. And then they went on that stupid episode-long side quest. I don't even want to talk about
Yeah,
that.
moving on.
Anyway,
So
so essentially he is put in the cell, and of course Blackjack has to come in and gloat. But he first
as
sends food. So you know what? He's trying to like almost fatten the pig,
he
I guess.
well there's right there's an element of
Not that
torture
Jamie's a pig.
there's an element of torture with that too. It's like I'm going to like lull you into this sense of security. We are gonna see too, spoiler, over the course of Outlander when these guys are in prison, food is often used as a means for jailers to get information, to develop relationships with prisoners, that kind of thing. And that could be what's happening here.
Yeah, there's
It's
a good
almost
example of
like it's like
that.
a romantic thing with the Black Jack Randall thing. It's not
Right.
right. It's just not
Later.
right.
Which is also kind of true. You know, you've got to admit, Jamie Fraser has his way with like people from
All the
jail.
people.
Everybody,
All
and
the
if you're
people.
from jail, if you're nice to him, not even nice to him, you're just he Jamie has this effect on certain kinds of men that like
We're going to get to that way
is
later.
the funniest thing. There's more examples later, surprise. But as of now, it's just Blackjack Randall.
Well, and the first time you watch this, and I read it originally, there are a lot of stakes involved in this because Jamie is afraid. He doesn't know where he stands in this situation. There may be a way out. He doesn't know what it is.
How long he's going to have a stay of execution, or if this is just a means to an end before.
Right.
So, as far as he knows, he's going to be tortured and then he's going to get hanged instead of just being hanged.
Well, the way Black Jack Randall puts it too is like, well, you can pick another way to
Die.
die if you let me torture you and let me break you. And that is the term that he wants, and he's
Obsessed with it.
it's not just physically breaking him because he didn't physically break him when he whipped him, obviously. And so he wants to know what it takes to master Jamie Frazier.
Meanwhile, Claire is trying to do her Claire thing, and she
Do
has
her Claire
assumed the
thing.
subservient, distant cousin, Christian woman, who has come to, I don't know,
She goes
be
to
there for
the
Jamie.
prison to talk to the warden, is what Natalie's getting
I was eventually getting there, yes. But so she goes to him, the warden, and it's like, as his distant cousin, I just wanted to see if I could visit him maybe before he dies, maybe.
and hope that he repents and
Whatever.
gets back with his family, back in their good graces before he dies.
And the guy's like, no, you're not gonna see him. It wouldn't be good for you or like
Well, and
safe for you.
it wouldn't be safe for me either. Like, what if something happened? I can't have that on my conscience.
Yeah, that's true.
He
But
also like touches her weirdly, and I don't like that.
everyone touches Claire weirdly. It's
This
because
is
she's a woman and a
true.
gorgeous one at that. Either way, so not to dismiss that, but it's just what everyone in this fucking show does. But So she's like trying all these different ways to like get to see Jimmy, and he's not letting her. And he just gives her his personal effects and is like, "Well, I pray for his soul as well as your own. Bye."
Yeah, it's like, good luck with that.
And Claire, which I've just got to say, she finds out in this meeting, this is how she finds out that there was a stay of execution, he's not dead. She comes out of the prison, Murtaugh's waiting for her, and she acts like he is dead. Like she starts like breaking down
Well,
crying and
because she,
throwing up and
right.
like really, really visibly upset.
We see that this is a theme in this episode and
Throwing
every
up,
episode.
yes. In these two episodes,
Well,
they
and
throw up a
yeah,
lot.
the overly emotional thing. We'll talk about that later. But the overly emotional response that she has, I think, is can be understood from a number of angles. But one of the most obvious, or the way they're portraying this, is that she's having a breakdown because she doesn't see any hope for Jamie at this point. She doesn't know how she could possibly break him out. Even if he's still alive, she's excited he's alive, but there's still nothing she can do.
Absolutely understand that, but like Murtaugh doesn't know he's alive, and so you coming out boohoo crying and
Sounds bad.
it looks bad.
Well, and she also has his personal effects, a box of his personal effects. It's like,
Yeah,
holy shit.
here's his snake that his dead brother made him with
Yes.
Sawney on it. That would be immediately like, oh God, he's fucking dead,
Right.
but he's not, it's
He's not.
fine.
And so they go and meet with the boys.
Who
But
are like camping out elsewhere in
meanwhile,
an inn.
in an inn, and drinking and gambling, which is fine. But meanwhile, we got all the freaking torture getting started with
Kind
Blackjack
of.
Randall.
Not, it's a more psychological than anything else. Like,
But
he's
there is
not.
a physical element to it, though.
I'm not saying there isn't. I'm just saying the more physical stuff happens next episode. But
Well, we
he.
see it next episode. So there are flashbacks in the next episode to stuff that probably happened in this time.
Anyway, so he, Blackjack Randall is just being like who he is and being
He's
like, oh,
a sadist.
a
That's who
lot of
he
it
is.
is very reminiscent of his discussions with Claire for that like 20-minute scene that they had in like one of the first like five episodes. And you're just getting a peek into inside of his brain that I'm glad we are seeing, because I think that if you didn't flesh him out like this, or like flesh out what he wants, and it, like obviously there's not really like a good reason why he is the way he is, but because
No.
even in that other episode, like he's just like, I used to be better and
But
now
I've
I suck,
decided against it.
but now I don't really fucking care.
I
And
just have
so
chosen to be this god-awful, horrible person.
another interesting aspect of it is that, like, I think he genuinely is gay,
Oh, yeah.
and he has a lot of trouble expressing that part of himself without violence. Because, to be
He
fair,
hates that about himself.
he definitely does.
Pretty
Because I think
obviously.
that diving deeper into his psyche, being who he is and having to hide that, and but also having power over other people, gives him, in his mind, an out to be like, okay, well, I can do all these awful things to these men, and they can't say anything because I'm captain, and no one's going to believe them, and
Right,
fuck all of
and
that shit. It's probably also a reason why he's the friend with the Duke of Sandringham, who is
who is
so
also gay.
clearly gay.
Oh, very, very
And
gay.
so.
But again, you saw that the fact that the Duke of Sandringham is gay and is interested in Jamie as being something that, like, yeah, sure, whatever.
We just missed
You,
that, but.
right. But it's not unheard of to be a person in that kind of position of power that isn't as abusive and sadistic as Blackjack Randall is.
Like the Duke of Sandringham.
Right. That's my point, is
Right.
like you don't have to be this fucked up. You
Yeah, but he
choose
just,
to
yeah,
be.
he chose to be, and he
So what?
mentally gets a lot of thrill from that. And I genuinely think he is a sadistic fuck
Oh, he is. I mean, he
who.
starts this whole series with Jamie out about like, oh, that pardon, I got the documents from Duke of Sandringham before he could submit it to the court, so I'm burning it. So he's very just like very much a cat or with a prey. He's just playing.
Specifically a cat.
Yeah, well, man. But he very much likes to play with his food kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's really It's something Jamie knows and knows is coming and is trying to shield himself against. And I gotta say, it'll come up again at the end when we talk about the performances in this episode,
Oh,
but
yeah,
Sam
fantastic.
Spewitt really nails this conflict incredibly well, both physically and emotionally. You see it on his face. It's well done.
I absolutely agree, but I also want to give Tobias Menzies his flowers because he has to do a lot of sadistic shit in this scene. And I
With
find
full frontal,
with Full
adding
Frontal, which
later,
I
thankfully.
missed this time because I was taking a note,
Oh
but
no.
that's fine. But either way, oh no.
Can't help
Either
it.
way, I think that a lesser actor would have made this less impactful, I
Sure,
think.
I agree.
Be and so, but the this pair of people doing these scenes makes it as impactful as it is, and how and as haunting as it is.
Well, and it also, this relationship kind of colors a whole lot of the Claire and Jamie relationship as well. So, it colors who Jamie is. I mean, even the original whipping, it's how Jamie interacts with the world for a very long time. And Claire comes into that and knows that and empathizes with it, but she's also pulled into it now. And she's part of it now. And we get to see that.
With that in mind, I think that's a great point, but I also think that it's almost a mirror of Claire's journey of like discovering how they live, like you were saying, of him seeing how it is for a lot of women in this
True,
time
exactly.
and seeing that, like, I mean, obviously the torture elements, she had to withstand some torture. Like she
Oh,
had
yeah.
a knife to her nipple, like, and
She
like all
didn't
of that
have her
shit.
hand smashed with a mallet multiple times,
We're
as
getting there.
Jamie does in this scene. I'm jumping around. We said we could jump
That's
around.
fine, but that's not what I was saying. I'm just
Go ahead.
saying sexually,
Oh, yeah.
the violence that he faces is extremely similar to all of the violence that she has faced while she was here minding her own fucking business. And so I think that that's an interesting flip as well for him to finally see that. Not that they make that parallel like
Well, but
in
they
any
okay
way.
that they don't make it overtly, and I guess you're wanting that. I actually
Want them to
I
say it.
like that they just that is again how it colors Jamie's character, because what we see over the course of this torture is that he can withstand a lot of psychological and physical torture, but when it gets sexual, it is so personal that he loses it, and
Yes.
that is so true for every human being, period.
Yes. What I wanted to say was that I think that it could have been nice for Claire to share how she compartmentalizes that shit. And
Yeah, that's true.
because he has been there when she's been basically raped, and how she handled the shock and how she handled all that stuff. I'm not saying that she should be like, well, I've been through worse. It's like, no, you, first of all, you
No.
haven't. You, all together at once, no, you haven't. But you also have experienced trauma like that, and you can, to a certain degree, understand what he's going through psychologically. So I think that would have been nice to have a parallel with that. But that's next episode, and we don't need to talk about it right now. Anyway, Claire, they get some information from guys at the pub through gambling, Angus and Rupert do,
Yeah,
and
they're
they're.
so funny. They're so cute. And and the whole time, Murtaugh and Claire are like, what the fuck is wrong with them? And they're like, we were drinking and gambling with those guys because they're jailers at Wentworth Prison. We got information from them.
It's
And
basically just the warden's daily
schedule,
routine.
right? But his daily routine means that he's out of his office where the keys and stuff are for a full hour every day. And because Claire's already been there, she's like, great, I'll say I forgot something, or I'll have another meeting with him, or whatever, and I'll get back in there and find the keys, which she and Murtaugh go to do that.
And they do. And
And
it's
they.
intercut with what?
Yay.
Oh. I saw you said eh. But
Yay.
So they're off doing that. Meanwhile, Jamie is trying to fight because, okay, so What? Oh, this guy's obsession with those lashes is insane. But Blackjack Randall is like, okay, well, I want to see your back. May I? And
He
so.
sees this as his greatest accomplishment in life. The destruction of Jamie Fraser's bag, he considers, and he says this later, as a work of art. It's a masterpiece.
And so Jamie's like letting him, and he's about to pull up his shirt when Jamie attacks him. Like, I think he does almost
He's
like
doing
a
pretty
karate
well.
chop to the throat or
He's
something.
doing pretty well because there's another huge
There's
guy in
muscle.
there.
I think his name is
Whatever.
Marley.
Whatever. Yeah, Marley. Like Marley was dead. And Marley will be dead soon.
Yay!
yay, we
But
approve.
Marley is a big buff dude, and he's there to be the muscle just in case Tobias Menzies
Shout.
isn't enough.
And Tobias Menzies is not enough for Jamie by himself.
We also have not told you, but Jamie has a shackle on his
Right, he's got
ankle.
shackles on his legs. He is definitely restrained, but he is still like doing really well under these
But
circumstances.
he's not enough.
He's not enough, and there is also this giant guy who tries to strangle him, and but doesn't because Blackjack Randall wants to have sex with him. So, with Jamie, I should say.
This is probably the funniest line. What Randall does is he like hits the guy over the head while he's trying to choke
Jamie.
Jamie, and he just says, "Idiot, you could have killed him." And I'm sorry, but why does that read like Jacques Clouseau? Like you would have been arrested. It's a good thing that I wasn't here on official business, otherwise you would have been arrested.
Yeah, exactly. It's
You could
very
have killed me, you idiot.
funny.
I don't know why I read it at, or heard it as that, but
Because we've been doing a lot of that lately.
I
But
could not help but laugh. It was so funny.
so part of what happens at that point is the mallet thing that I mentioned before is they beat the shit out of Jamie's left hand, gets completely destroyed with the mallet. This guy just like keeps whacking it against the table.
And
And
Claire hears the screams, and so she's like, fuck.
yeah, because Claire has gotten hold of the keys. She's trying to find Jamie. She's sent Murtaugh like to get rid of the body. They had to knock out a kill a knock
No, they
out
knocked him
whatever
out.
the
He's not
jailer.
dead.
And Murtaugh is supposed to handle that body and then go and get the guys, basically, and or meet her in the woods whenever she's done. So she goes to find Jamie. She hears him screaming.
At which point Randall is trying to it, like he has just basically broken Jamie's hand,
And
and then
it's such a fucking turn on for him. It's so gross.
he uses Jamie's other hand to cop a feel on his own self.
Right, so he uses Jamie's other hand to
On
basically
his own self.
rub his penis. Wondering what she's talking about.
And then he stops himself and is
Right,
like,
and
I
he's
will
like,
not give in to coarse passion. And
right,
even
he's like,
the
I
muscles weirded out by this.
well, right, because he's saying, I could take you right now, but I'm not gonna do that just yet.
I just had this vision of there's this character later on, which who we'll get to, but I'm gonna name him right now, Lord John Grey. And it's
Stop.
genuinely just a better version of
Of
Blackjack Randall
absolutely,
in so many
absolutely.
ways. And
And
he
yet we
was
tolerate him,
respectful.
but he's
Yes, he's so sweet. We love Lord
not.
John Grey.
Do we? I'm
I
not
love
sure about
Lord
that.
John Grey. I think he's
Okay.
funny. I like him.
Okay. We'll talk about him when he comes up, which is seasons from now.
Like 2 seasons from
Yeah, but
now.
it's a ways off. So just so you know, everybody lives. So in case you're wondering what is actually happening in this actual episode, Blackjack Randall tells Muscle Guy or escorts Muscle Guy somewhere else. They leave.
Claire also unlocks the door to the outside. That's
Yeah,
also
like she
important to
finds
know.
and using the very first key she finds, how the
Oh
fuck
my
that
God,
happens,
I
I
got
don't
so
know.
pissed off. I was like, there are at
That
least
was
like
no, and
20
it's
keys
dark.
on that thing
There's
in the
no
dark.
fucking way that
And
happened,
you
but
chose one
okay.
from the middle, and we're like, let's try it. And she did,
Whatever.
and she got it right.
There's a door to the
Insanity.
outside. She props it open
So
for future use.
Okay, so she goes in, she finds Jamie like on the ground, and he's basically passed out from the pain.
Right. He's delirious. And that delirium goes in and out throughout all of what happens in that cell going forward.
So Claire is in there and she's like trying to like comfort him. She's getting the keys ready for the shackles and all that stuff. And Jamie's first thought when he comes to and sees her is, "Girl, you gotta get out of here."
Right. And he's right. And she's like, "No, I'm gonna save you." And
No,
he's
but
like,
that's very sweet. And honestly, it's what he would do if she were in the same position.
right. And she, and in many ways, she's right.
Oh,
So
she's absolutely right.
she's
Get him the
trying to get
fuck
the
out of
shackles
there.
off of him. It is loud, unfortunately for her, because it draws the attention of Blackjack Randall, who comes back in and catches her
He
in the
is
middle.
the funniest.
He's such a cat with a canary.
He is
It's
so
so
funny. He
funny.
like comes in and he's just like, well. And not to like make this like all cartoonish and funny,
It
but
feels
like
cartoonish, though.
it feels cartoonish and funny. He's just, he is a cartoon villain with sadomasochistic things.
Yes, that's true. It's
And
true.
he's
And
also gay as a
I
maypole.
will say this about Tobias Menzies embodying this character. It is a lot more credible coming from him. Like he isn't just a two-dimensional villain in this. And yes, you could see somebody else trying to deliver these lines and you'd be like, "Oh fuck." But
Exactly. He makes it work.
he does make it work and he makes it incredibly scary, and it's incredibly scary in this. So he and Claire get into a physical fight. He's trying to choke Claire to death.
Oh,
Jamie tries to
there's a
intervene.
line we have to cover before then of I should have slit your throat when you were unconscious at Fort William. And he says, "Yes, I believe you will come to regret that small act of humanity."
Yeah, and she's like,
I told you that
"Fuck!"
from the get-go. You should have killed the
And we all agree. But now he's trying to strangle her in front of Jamie. He's very excited about Jamie watching this.
man.
Like it's extra torture for Jamie, and that's such a turn on for him. And
Honestly, if you're
he's
going to
such a fucking
If
sadist.
you're going to construct a torture scene for these two characters, that is exactly how you do it. It's not just Jamie gets hit with a whip and Jamie gets punched in the face. It's using Claire against him.
Right. And so it even goes further than that. So Jamie intercedes, like, no, let her go, whatever.
Use me
He and
instead.
he does let her go, but then the muscle comes back.
No, sorry.
Marlon.
That happened before. The muscle was there before trying to cop a feel on Claire. And
Oh.
trying to rape her, but then she
She fights
pushes
him.
herself off of him, tries to get
She
on.
whacks him with a mallet and she kills Muscle Guy.
No, Jamie does.
Whatever.
Jamie like
Somebody
hits
whacks
him
him.
with like a it, oh he hits him with that piece of wood with the nails in it, and he gets
Knocks
he
him out.
nicks his carotid artery, and
Carotid
that's what
artery.
carotid. Sorry,
Yeah.
I never took anatomy.
It's
Anyway,
that or the jugular, pick one.
one or the other. Either way, so. Muscle's gone. And so it's just Blackjack
Jugular's a vein.
Randall
Yeah,
and
I was wrong.
what?
Jugular's a vein, carotid's the artery. I'm guessing it's artery because there's arterial spray. Never mind. Moving
Either
on.
way. So what happens is he has Claire almost like force choked up against a wall, as you would expect from like a TV show or movie. And because that's how that works.
And
And
Jamie's like, "Stop! You can do whatever you want with me. Let her go."
Which is the hot answer.
Sure,
But
because Jamie is hot.
it is though. Like
Is it
if you
fair?
had your husband just kind of watching it, like that would be really
No,
awful.
it's the right
It's
answer
the
for
correct
sure.
answer. It's the unfortunate answer, but it is the correct
And
one.
she's like, "No."
And so he says, "I won't struggle. I won't do any of that. As long as she is set free safely," he emphasizes safely, you have me. Whatever.
Right.
I'll just do whatever you want. And I don't know. I mean, obviously, he has to make a deal with the devil to get her out of there. But also, at the same time, why the fuck would you like think that he would actually follow through on any of that shit?
Right, this man's word
He
is
just, no, but,
meaningless.
well, no, Jamie had him on, got him on a really lucky day because he actually does follow through. But
So does
regardless,
in his own
before
special
then,
way.
he's like, T I want a test of your loyalty. It's like, I'm sorry, I want a test of your loyalty, sir.
But no, what he does instead is he nails Jamie's hand to the
The
table,
already injured hand.
his left injured hand, while Claire is holding him and sobbing. It is the saddest shit. And then Jamie's like, get her out of here. And she's like, let
You're
me say
not,
goodbye. And they kiss. And it's so sweet. He's like, I love you. You gotta go. Because he knows what's coming.
That moment of like her whole, clutching on to him and him like basically her basically like turning his face towards hers, being like, it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay. Just I like that she's also comforting him in that moment and him not comforting her because he's the one in pain. And
He just
it's
had
like,
his hand nailed to the table.
yes, but so again, Claire caught this guy on a really lucky day. So J Blackjack Randall escorts her through the prison to
And
look around.
puts her out the hole where they throw all
Well,
the
and she
bodies.
has a really badass moment
That's
where
true.
he's just like, heard you. First of all, I don't know how this came up in the conversation. He just kind of says it, obviously to set up this awesome line, but which I will excuse it, but
That's
it's
true.
still really random. Of like, hey, I heard that in whatever town you were tried as a witch. Was that true? And she's just like, yes,
And
and
I
I am a
am.
witch. And you know what? I'm gonna curse you with the gift of knowledge, bitch. This is the day I know the day that you were born. She says his full legal name and his birth date and year,
And
and
then
then
she
she
tells him when he
whispers to
dies.
him when he dies, the month, date, year he dies.
And he's like, huh! And then he throws her out the hole where they throw all the bodies.
I would also like to mention that I forgot to mention this when we met, when I mentioned the line. But her line of like, we should have slit your throat or whatever, that line. It's so interesting because I often forget that Frank exists. And so you have this moment. I had this moment while I was watching this of like, why don't you just kill the guy? And then it's just like, but Frank would, unless he
Right,
had, his
Frank wouldn't
ancestor
exist.
had been born at this point, which I don't think he has. Frank wouldn't exist, and what the fuck would
There
you do,
is so
Claire?
much to that story. That is all next season.
That is next season, to be
But
fair.
so they didn't, obviously.
Think
And
about that.
if there hadn't been Frank, she wouldn't have come back through since. There's a whole bunch of stuff that might not have ever happened if that had happened. So we are where we are.
I also,
Regardless, they
sorry.
throw her out with all these bodies, and she has to like. I know that this comes later. I don't care.
No, I haven't.
She's got to climb through a bunch of fucking dead bodies to get out and go to the woods and find the other boys.
That's true. I also had this intrusive thought because we forgot to mention this as well. Right after he nailed his hand into the table,
Blackjack.
Blackjack forcibly makes out with Jamie in
In
front
front
of
of
Claire.
Claire.
I had this intrusive thought of is her, any part of her like, oh, the faces of these two men who I fell in love with kissing, are you turned on at all?
Or are you grossed out?
Or are you
I
grossed
think you're
out?
grossed out.
I think in this case she's grossed out, but if it was Frank,
I still think she's grossed out.
it
Because
was
they
an
should
intrusive
never
thought
be in
for a
the same
reason.
room.
It was an intrusive thought for a reason.
Yes. So moving on, Blackjack Randall goes back to do more torture. Yay! Not yet. It is so gross. He like gets into touching Jamie's back, talking about
That's
how
a
it's his
shirt.
masterpiece. And he talks about what a magnificent specimen Jamie is, holds him like it's Pietà, tries to kiss him, realizes that Jamie's not getting turned on. And so
Well, no shit, dude.
but part of what is interesting to me is that when Jamie starts, he wants Jamie to fight back, to be there, to be some kind of passion there, even if it's negative passion. And so when he starts saying things about Claire or whatever, he is able to get a physical response out of Jamie and then forces him and rapes him over the table. And again, it is extremely graphic
We'll get to
and
that next
terrible.
episode.
Yeah, whatever.
It's that part doesn't happen this episode, but
These two episodes are so intertwined
they
from a
are.
timeline perspective that stuff is just happening.
Anyway, Claire, she
Claire.
wanders into the woods yelling people's names like that won't
And
get anyone
Angus tells her to
quiet.
shut the fuck up,
And true,
bitch.
true,
And
true.
he's right.
But they're staying with this guy, McCranick, who's mentioned in
Yay.
Blood of My Blood,
Yes, because
and
he should be, because he's important, because he is someone who was in love with Ellen
because everyone was in fucking
McKenzie.
love with Ellen
Well, she's
McKenzie. She is
gorgeous.
gorgeous,
It's
to be
fair.
fair. Either way, and she's really cool. But
Yeah.
that's besides the point. He was the one, like, she's trying to get him, McCranick, to give them some men so that they can bust Jamie out of there, like, hopefully tonight, at latest tomorrow morning. And he's just like, I don't know about
No,
that. And
and
she's like, how about this as payment? And she gives him the
Ellen's
family
pearls,
pearls.
yeah.
And he's just like, I was the one who gave Ellen these pearls. You should keep them. Also, no.
But here's what I love about the upshot of this is, like, he's not gonna help, but Willie's like, fuck it, we're going. And Murtaugh's like, fuck it, we're going. And then we have
That's that there's this
this
cat
guy who is McCranick's
farmer.
employee, who was supposed to be out, like, herding the cattle or whatever, shows up late. He doesn't have all the cattle, but Murtaugh sees that there are cattle, and he's like, I got me a plan. We're gonna do this shit. Let's go. And so that's the end of the episode. What were your best parts of this episode?
Murtaugh. I really like
Yes,
Murtaugh.
Murtaugh's fucking
He
fabulous.
is a real one.
I love
I
him.
love him so.
He's
Murtaugh,
so
who did I
underrated.
say before? Oh, I love,
And I
okay.
love Willie too. Willie
I do love
Pearson.
Willie as well. But Murtaugh is definitely in my top favorite characters
Oh, the entire
of
season.
Outlander. Much
All
like Jenny is up
the Greater
there.
Outlander universe.
Jenny's up there. Murtaugh's up there. If
For
you're a
sure.
Fraser, chances are you're up there.
Also true. I love Ian too. He's
I
pretty
love
cool.
Ian.
He's the sweetie. But
Those three, wow.
honestly, Jamie, Jenny, and Murtaugh are top three for sure.
For sure. Jamie makes some stupid mistakes, but I do love him so.
Yes.
Claire makes some stupid mistakes,
Oh
but
yeah, Claire's a Fraser by marriage, so it counts.
she counts.
She does.
And we do love Claire.
Right. Now their kids.
Okay, listen, listen.
There's
We'll get there.
yeah, we are gonna for sure get there. Never
We're gonna
mind.
get there.
We didn't even talk. We shouldn't meet. Never mind. Moving on. Spoiler.
Anyway, Jamie staying strong. Yay!
Yay.
Claire being kind of smart and also torturing Randall with the date of his death—that's kind of
Badass.
badass.
He's
I
badass.
love that for you.
Yes.
Oh, and
What?
Willie, I like Willie.
Yeah, so I got
Oh, I
Willie.
like the whole group, to be fair.
Yeah, I like the boys generally, but I think Willie and Murtaugh especially, are just fantastic. I love Claire in this. Like, she is not going to give up. She physically fights. She's doing stuff. She loves her husband, and she is, all in for trying to help and protect him. I think that's great. I love Jamie in this, particularly the performance by Sam Heughan is just so good. I love the performance that we get with Blackjack Randall. I don't love Blackjack Randall, that is which part for
Obviously.
me, spoiler. Taryn McQuarrie
Macquarie,
at the
yeah.
beginning, like, if you're gonna go out,
Oh, that's one of the
can
bodies she
you
sees.
go without, like, cursing out the British soldiers? It's pretty great.
That is pretty great, but that's also one of the dead bodies that Claire sees.
Yes.
That's
But
messed up.
those are my good parts. What were your worst parts?
I wrote down two, in all caps, Blackjack Randall, that fucking sadistic fuck bastard. Yeah, he does have some funny parts of this, but they're not like intentionally funny.
No, they're.
And Marley.
Oh,
The
Marley's terrible.
muscle, hey, as soon as he started like searching Claire and like just grabbing everything, and then
Put his
he
fingers in her
literally
vagina. It was
started
gross.
fingering her like
Gross. And kissing her
forcibly.
neck. Oh,
Oh,
so vile.
hands off, sir.
Ugh.
And oh my God, I hate him. But
And she stood there
shortly,
very stoically taking it. Like, I'm not gonna let this get to me. Fuck you. Good for
because
her.
yeah, fuck that shit. Anyway, yeah, no, those were my worst parts. What were your
Yeah,
best parts?
I have Blackjack Randall, of course. The jailers, all of them, because all of them were, like, pretty terrible. I don't like the fucking warden. I don't like any of them.
Oh, I don't like those redcoats who come in and are just like, oh, we were looking for this girl. And
That's
then
later.
they
Oh,
just,
no, that
no,
is in
that's
this.
this
That is
episode.
this episode. But yeah, it's terrible. It's just terrible. So yeah, I think that's all terrible.
Fucking snitches.
And of course, Marley. So what grade did you give this episode?
B?
So I gave it a B plus,
I think
and
it might be a B plus,
I think it is
actually.
actually a B plus, not because I like the subject matter,
No,
but
but I
because
think
it's
the,
incredibly well done.
yeah, I think that it's really well done. I also, again, like I said earlier, if you were going to torture these characters, this is how you would do it. And
Right.
so I can't fault the writer for like going with it like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, you kind of have to tip the hat to who set this up, Diane
Diana
Gabaldon.
Gabaldon.
But you know what I'm talking about. So let's
Let's
move
get into, sorry, go ahead.
season one, episode 16, to ransom a man's soul.
So honestly, I think the way that we should tackle this one is to just cover everything that happened at the prison and then talk about the aftermath.
That makes
Because
sense.
this is not told in a linear way. It
No,
has
it's not.
flashbacks and
And
such.
there are a lot of flashbacks, and just to give it some context, Jamie is having delirium and flashbacks and stuff, and that is how this is framed in this episode. But linearly, what happens after Claire's leaving him in the prison is Blackjack Randall is having his way in every imaginable way. We're talking physically, psychologically, emotionally, and
Yeah.
sexually, and it's
In
bad.
many ways, sexually, because he starts like going down on Jamie and he's like, I want this to be a pleasurable experience for us both. It's
And
like, no,
clearly,
you don't.
Jamie's not physically responding the way Blackjack Randall has hoped when he goes under the kills. I kind of make this fun in some way.
That's very
And
funny.
so as a result, he ends up raping him.
I also think an aspect of this is that, like, if you feel stuff like that down there, like if someone goes down on you, regardless of who they are, you're going to have a physical response to it, whether
It's
you
going to be
want to or
positive or
not.
negative. Yeah.
And obviously, he is having a little bit of a response to it, but like,
But it's an uncomfortable
it's
response.
uncomfortable and it's unconsciously done
And it's
and.
not physical. So I don't get the feeling. We don't see it, so we don't know. I don't get the feeling that he is getting a hard on from this. I
Oh, for
get
sure
the
not.
feeling that he is having the opposite, like this, God, get away. You're touching me and it makes me feel uncomfortable. Get off me, kind of thing. And when he has that response, it upsets Blackjack Randall so much that he rapes him anally. And he keeps asking or screaming at Jamie to have him scream, because what he wants is the fear and the passion, and that particularly that fear element that is involved in it.
And so later on, after this round of torture, Jamie it starts to hallucinate Blackjack Randall as Claire. I think just to compartmentalize and be like, oh, well, it's go to his comfort place.
But he's also in so much fucking pain. Can you imagine?
No.
You're talking about pain in your hand. You're talking
Blood
about
loss.
pain in other places that have never been touched before.
Ooh.
There's a lot of pain and discomfort and dissociation going on. And I think that that's what they're trying to portray with this.
Yeah. And
Oof.
so
Yikes.
Randall's just like taking advantage of that because obviously Claire makes Jamie feel good. Either way, he also is like, you know what? I'm gonna make this experience just that much better by having you brand yourself with my initials, with my stamp.
So you know you're mine.
With my wax seal. Like you just
You're
had
right.
that shit on you.
Well, right, but it ends up being a brand as opposed to a seal.
Obviously.
And it's just yikes.
It's
So,
not
but he has Jamie do
pretty.
it to himself, like he's acting like he is claiming Jamie by doing this, but he's forcing Jamie, and the psychological torture involved in it is so awful.
Yeah, it's making Jamie think that he's doing this to himself when in actuality he really isn't, and it's really rather annoying that like that's a train of thought at
Yeah,
all in this
no,
episode.
it certainly
Of like,
should
oh,
not
I
be.
did this to myself. It's like, no, the fuck you
No,
didn't.
the
Not,
fuck you didn't.
you
You
didn't want any of this shit. If you thought,
weren't
okay, how
even
about this?
you in that
How
moment.
about this as a thought experiment? If you were just having a really boring Sunday afternoon and you were just like, what do I want to do with my day? And you chose this for yourself, Yes, you did this to yourself. You were this was put upon you because you were in prison and you were locked in a cell
And
and
you had
Claire was threatened.
been raped
And Claire
already. I
was
was
being
threatened.
threatened.
And you were raped. I
Like,
mean, this is
sir.
after that first rape,
Like,
right?
was it?
Oh.
No, it wasn't. He hadn't raped
Yes,
him before. He hadn't raped
it
him
was.
before Claire came.
No, I'm talking about the branding. The
Oh, the
branding.
branding was for sure.
Yeah. I
But,
mean, all of this stuff, the idea that he's voluntarily doing this, he is protecting her. And she understands that, but he doesn't. So that is the basic sequence that we're dealing
conflict.
with here.
So
But
anyway, Blackjack Randall has this brilliant idea of like, I have long hair.
I
I
will
have
untie my
oil.
hair.
I have oil. Let's
Lavender
make
oil.
this interesting.
He knows it's lavender oil because he and Marley smelled Claire's hair
Ugh.
during
Ugh.
this like
That's
sealing
only
up.
hot when you love each other. Being like, I love that.
If you're Jonathan Bailey. Come on.
Honestly, so true.
True.
So fucking true. Got
But
it. If your man's not smelling the air as you like walk past him, what are you even doing? But also, it's also
I'm
a thing
telling you
among.
right now, your father has not smelled the air as I pass by.
Good. That's weird. I'm kidding, actually. It's kind of weird. But it's different when it's like friends being like, oh, I love that shampoo. It's completely different when it's men who are raping you or try attempting to rape you and actually like fingering you against your will and being like, yep, lavender. It's like, what?
Yeah, and it is the whole thing is creepy as fuck, and clearly it is something that he's clocking so that he can use it against Jamie. And so that's exactly what he does. He has lavender oil that he rubs into the brand first as some sort of healing thing, and that can and he's pretending that he's Claire and trying to heal Jamie by rubbing the oil into the brand, which might be something that Claire would do. And then he's like, "I'm Claire, I'm Claire,"
These are Claire's
and those are
hands.
Claire's hands. It's Claire's hair. Look, it
And
smells like
he's
Claire.
like almost passed out from pain at this
Jamie is.
point. And
Yeah,
so he's
Jamie.
hallucinating. He's like, yeah, it's Claire.
It's Claire. And then
And so his body responds like it's Claire.
right. And then Blackjack Randall's like, wait for me, and gets behind him
Well,
and rapes him again.
he also uses the lavender oil to like lu as like lube.
Oh my God, it's
And
so gross.
to be fair, at least he used lube because he hadn't been before. And you could see like on Jamie's ass earlier because he's basically naked the entire rest of this
God
time.
bless
Not
Sam
full
Heyman.
frontal, but
God bless Sam
I
Heyman.
respect that. Jesus. But you had like blood clearly coming from that
So
area. And
awful.
so clearly he wasn't using lube before. And
This one is
so,
the pain everywhere. He is
yeah. No, it
hallucinating.
would have been painful even with lube for him, but you know, either way.
Yeah, right. So there's this lavender oil lube, which I'm not really sure would actually be great because the herbal stuff never
Yeah, I don't
really,
know if
it's
that
not
would
great.
cause a breakout. I don't know if
That's
that
not ideal. But
is. But at least it's something.
the reality is that he's doing that. He gets behind him and you can see on Samuel's face, like, wait a minute, that doesn't feel right.
I'm
It's like,
sorry. I'm sorry. I
hey.
had to laugh because I was like, that dick going into my asshole, that doesn't feel like Claire. I'm like, no fucking shit.
Hey, Claire
Unless
doesn't do that.
Claire has a dildo and is pegging you, that's clearly
You keep
not
saying that,
Claire.
and it's just
What?
revolting. Anyway, but the bottom
Some
line
people are into
is
that shit.
that after this, what Blackjack Randall says to Jamie is, "How will Claire ever forgive you? I and because you've now slept with someone else, thinking it's Claire,
Okay.
but again." We know this. We know this whole sequence of events
It's
because
giving.
Jamie, I'm speaking, because Jamie later articulates it to Claire. If he had never been able to talk about it, we wouldn't know any of this and wouldn't understand any of the psychology of why he is so fucked up. Because he's very, very fucked up going forward. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I'm sorry for interrupting, was it's giving blood of my blood in that way. of like fucking somebody because you thought it was somebody else because of hallucinations of grandeur because of trauma.
Yeah, fair, I guess.
Which that plot line's never resolved.
No, not in Blood of My Blood, but there's only been one season, so moving on.
I really hope that they give the other couple more screen time. They really need it. But regardless.
Moving on.
Okay, we'll get to Blood of My Blood at
Someday.
some point. Either way, in like 2020, like eight or some shit. I don't know.
Bridgerton's coming out before then.
Oh, I'm so excited for Bridgerton. I know
You know
you're
you
not, but
are.
I am.
Oh no, I'm. Look, I enjoy
You're such a spoiled sport about it
lots of
nowadays.
elements about Bridgerton. I am just hoping they don't fuck it up. That is my problem.
Okay, sure. But I
Proceed.
think there are some promising things ahead because I love Luke Thompson. And I think Yearn Ha is gorgeous as fuck, and I
They
think that
both
she's going to be
are. That's
great as
not the
Sophie.
issue. That's not my issue at all. And you know that.
I know
So
that. I'm worried
moving
about the subplots too. Either way, going back to where we were before,
Which was in the prison getting raped, anally, by
I
the
mean there is not there are other I mean there are other ways, but like
Not,
that
there
from
are other ways for us, but not for him, and that is very
I
sad.
mean, orally is an option, but like that's a different thing. Regardless,
Moving on, they
he's
tried
already been
that.
raped orally. That's
Tried that, moving on.
anyway. So he is rescued, and this is how it happens. So the
This is actually
boys,
pretty good.
Claire is not present for the rescue because she would honestly be a liability,
For
and so
sure.
she's waiting in the woods. Meanwhile,
We see that Blackjack Randall wakes up in bed with Jamie. They'd been, I think he'd been spooning or something gross. And he wakes up, goes to put his clothes on, and he hears something. He goes out in the hallway to investigate. He goes to the door that Claire had unlocked and.
some cattle come bursting through the door, and a door like hits Blackjack Randall, and a stampede of cattle go over him, and yet he's still alive.
Murta, but
I
I
don't
will
know if
say
we're
Murta
supposed to
and the
know that he's
boys.
still alive, but I'm going to tell you right now, he is still
It's
alive.
really fucking annoying. But at, in that moment, you're like, yay, Blackjack Randall's dead, and Murta and the boys doing an excellent job with the diversion.
Can you imagine if Claire, when she was being all witchy woo and stuff, was like, your death day tomorrow? Like, that would be crazy. It's not.
She's
But
not.
unfortunately for
But
us.
they don't say when the death day is when she was
No,
killed.
she
So we're
whispers
all
it from the
thinking
murder.
when this happens, like, yay,
He's dead. And
he's dead.
because honestly, we don't know yet if they can change the past, really.
So, but to Murtaugh's credit, he carries Jamie, who is not a small person,
And
out
his
and
dead
to a
weight.
cart, and he's completely dead weight because he's out. He carries him to a cart. Where Claire is waiting.
He's getting a workout. But I also wrote in all caps, double check every time this man is near you because you have to double
You're
check that
talking
he's
about
dead,
Blackjack Randall.
that he's unconscious, that he won't come back and haunt you.
Rules of
All
Zombieland.
literally zombie land. Double
Double
tap.
tap.
Every fucking time.
Amen.
Listen to Jesse Eisenberg when he says double
Double tap.
tap.
Every time. It's true. So,
And I'm not going to say listen to Jesse Eisenberg like freely. No, I'm nothing against the guy. I just don't
no,
know
but Zombieland is hilarious.
I do like Zombieland.
Yes, the
That's a good
original, the second
cast.
one's only meh.
Yeah,
The
the first
first
one
one's
was
good.
cute. I like that one.
So, but they have great guests in the second one too. But anyway, never mind. We are
I
not
can't
talking
even
about
distinguish
Zombieland.
them in my mind, if I'm being honest. Is Bill
So,
Murray in the first or second one?
I think it's in the second one. Anyway, moving
Okay.
on. So
He smells like lavender, which is kind of
they
weird because she doesn't know yet what we know.
and she's
And
like, oh, they must have been trying to heal him.
no, she doesn't think that. Myrta says maybe someone was trying to heal him. And she's like, maybe.
Maybe
Or maybe
they
someone was
know.
using lube.
She doesn't know, but she's
Well,
trying
she
to
looks
help.
at his ass first, and it's like, oh no.
So she tries, she's trying to help him because his hand is so, and she knows like he's gonna need surgery, he needs a lot of help. She goes to touch him and try to make him feel better, and he is violently opposed to her touching him.
In his defense, she was in her. No, I'm not blaming him. I'm just
I
saying, in his
am either.
defense, She is wearing the most masculine outfit that we have ever seen her, this woman in.
Also
She
true.
is fully cosplaying as Black Jack Randall. She
True.
has her hair in a ponytail. She has in a
Some
low
breeches
pony. She
on.
has some breeches on and a loose cotton shirt. Of course, he's going to associate that with Black
She
Jack
has
Randall.
never once worn an outfit
Not
like that. She
once.
has been in full, like, 17 whatever regalia.
But it's not like
Yeah.
you were herding the cattle or riding a cattle. That's not how that worked. Why are you?
No, it's.
Honestly, she looks fabulous in it. However, don't.
Katrina Balfe can wear
So
anything,
true.
saying it.
And they use that to their advantage
They do, but they use it to her advantage, in their advantage, in the sense that they make her look as much like Tobias Menzies as they possibly can, which,
Yeah.
it's closer than you would expect.
I think it would have been funnier if they used that later on
But
when
they.
she's like trying to like force the issue and like so she actually dresses like him. I think that would have been funny, but the fact that she
Yeah.
does it unconsciously is also kind of funny to me.
It is kind of funny.
Either way, they get him to a monastery with some
Get thee to
monks.
a nunnery.
A monastery, but yes.
Whatever.
So there are monks there. They're really nice. The monks. Oh my God, 10 out of 10 side characters. We love to see it. They are helpful. They're like, we have everything you need already. And also, I'm
We
willing
knew you
to,
were coming. We
we
were
knew
going
you
to
were
do all
coming. We
these
came prepared.
things.
It's like, oh my God, great. And
Go
so,
monks.
go monks. Honestly, this, as I think I mentioned this while we were watching, but this is probably the most interesting thing that has happened to them in the past like 50 years. And
Fair.
so, because not only is there pain, suffering, an injury, and drama, like it's there's just
All
so much
true.
going on. Like, I
All
mean,
true.
there's romantic drama, there's drama with like the
Drama,
police.
drama.
I think that's
Drama,
cool.
drama, drama. Till Drama Island. Sorry,
You
I
never
couldn't help
watch
it.
Children Drama
You
Island.
made me watch it a couple of times. Yes, it happened.
It's iconic. Anyway,
Okay.
so it was a formative part of my youth. It's
Yes,
fine.
that's true.
Let me have something, Mom. I
You
don't
have
make fun of the shit
everything.
that you watch.
You
Anyway,
do.
what have I made fun of?
Recently? I can't remember off the top of my
Exactly.
head.
You can't remember.
That's not because
Anyway,
you haven't. It's just because I can't
not
remember.
nearly as often as you've made fun of me. Either way, so Claire's just having a lot of trouble with like getting Jamie under control. Jamie's very depressed. He's very forlorn. And again, this is the part I mentioned earlier in this episode, that in this podcast episode, that I think this would have been a great time for her to be like, hey, listen, let's not beat around the bush. I know he raped you. This is how I deal with that pain and that trauma, and I think that might be helpful to you. I think confronting that issue head on would have been really helpful instead of dancing around it like they do, but they don't. And so he's just like, she has to set the nine bones in his hand, and so she
She
has
wants
to.
him to drink laudanum and he doesn't want to do it. And this is where the monks are like super helpful. In the book, I probably have this mentally wrong in my head in the book, but my recollection is the monastery is actually in France. It's actually on the west coast of France. And then they later, like go up the coast of France. But like there's all this stuff with them going in secretly and these French monks, and there's a language barrier and a bunch of other shit. Which I figure was probably too hard to film. So cool. But the monks are, there's a lot of kind of theological, philosophical discussion going on with them in the background of this whole kind of mystic situation, too, with Jamie's mental health,
Saving his soul.
saving his soul. There comes a period, and we do see it portrayed a little bit, where Claire, we're going to get to it. But anyway, Claire has a lot of support from the monks as far as them like helping Jamie and kind of like pushing things along, like, hey, you need to be doing better. And all of the guys, like Murtaugh and Willie, go in to talk to him, like, Claire needs you to survive. You need to do better. You need to eat food.
Please eat.
Please eat. Because he gets to a point, like she sets his hand and is able to do it because, she's able to give him laudanum and has to set all these broken bones and stitch him up and all this stuff. But he ends up running a fever anyway. She's scared for him. They do all the things that they can possibly do to help. The monks do. But ultimately, it's like he's given up. And so there's a huge conflict between him and everybody trying to
Save
get
his
him to un
ass.
yeah, get him to understand that he has reasons to live.
Yeah, and Claire talks to Murtaugh about it, and because Willie goes to her after his conversation with Jamie about like Jamie being like, "Can I have your knife so that I can kill myself?" It's like, no. And so Willie goes to Claire about that, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Boy, Willie, he's
Good
so
point, Willie,
cool.
because Murtaugh had a
Because
conversation
he's a
before
snitch,
then.
and we love that. Sorry.
And we love that. And we love that. But Murtaugh, well, okay, you can be a snitch about certain things. I think telling the wife of your friend who wants to kill himself that he wants to kill himself, I think is valid.
I think so too.
Murtaugh actually had a conversation with him earlier where they had this conversation in Gaelic. And so, but he didn't tell Claire, and Claire confronts him about that. He's like, "Why the fuck didn't you tell me that he was thinking those things?" And Murtaugh's like, "Listen, I don't want him to waste away. I don't want that to be the way he goes. If he needs my help, I will assist him in whatever he wants to do." And she faints and throws up and hates life,
These
and
are
everything's
hints.
awful.
She has done a couple of,
Out of
throwing,
character things.
out of character things, throwing up at times that we don't expect her to. Like after the surgery that she does on Jamie's hand, she vomits. It's like, that is not a Claire thing.
Claire is very strong-stomached and
Yeah.
very strong-willed, and so her fainting is like,
But the
what?
explanation in the voiceover is, oh, I was like working on somebody who was somebody I love, and it's different,
It's
and
also interesting because the words that Jamie has said before of like, "I can bear my pain, I can't bear yours. That would be too much to bear."
right.
I also think that she should have come up with her solution way sooner. With that in mind,
Right.
of like, "Hey, if you kill you, I kill me too." Like,
Yeah,
listen,
like this is the thing.
my life isn't worth living without you in it. So
You're
let's
this
think
shit
about that.
out. But that is ultimately what she ends up doing. So what?
I think it's because she doesn't want to be selfish about it, but I'm like, girl, be selfish.
Well,
This is
she
your
might not even
husband.
be thinking that way. Like she's thinking about him. She's thinking about the future. She's thinking about other stuff. But what she ends up doing is she's gonna like do that. It is suggested that someone needs to go into the darkness with him.
It's the Ian Murray effect of like, "Hey, they need a kick in their ass to like any Fraser needs a kick in their ass to like get anything done. So you
True.
need to strong arm this bitch into like talking to you,
Yeah,
at least."
but in the book is like there's this whole mystic ceremony thing that
No.
Claire does with like incense and shit.
Unnecessary. I think that there is a moment before she like has this confrontation with Jamie that she just tells her whole story to this monk in like the seal of
That happens
confessional.
in there too. Yeah.
And I kind of love that. That's kind of funny. And I kind of wish that she had done this before, because when you have the seal of confession around it, you can't tell anybody anything.
Is also like, wow, that's cool.
I love this
God
monk. I
gets
love
it.
these
He's
monks. I
great.
love
And she
him.
does too. So
Like
that's
she
great.
was, it was late at night, and she's like, "I might as well tell you my life story." Because it's like, why
Yeah,
not?
we're here for Compline. We're going to do some stuff here.
Yeah, this is gonna be crazy. And also, they have this plan to go to France afterwards, but that will only work if Jamie's actually willing to live.
Right.
And so she makes up some lavender oil and she runs it under his nose. And it's like, "Wake up, bitch, we're gonna talk."
We're going to talk. Lavender oil's bothering you. Let's talk about why it's bothering
Think
you.
about why.
And so they do. And
He's like, "I know what happened to you, but I need you to tell me."
right. And I think that, there had been some, he'd been letting some of it go and some of his delirious whatever, but he really kind of tells about the psychology of, like how deep it has gone with him that he's like, I begged him to kill me because I couldn't face you after letting this happen to me. And she's like, well, guess what? You die, I die too. We're both dying here. You ready for that? You good with that? He's like, oh,
Yeah.
wait a minute.
Yeah, and I think that, and he's like, "Well, wait, I don't want you to die." It's like, then
And
what
she's like, guess what? Because that's what you're doing to me. You are the only thing that makes sense to me. I came back through these fucking stones
want? Yeah, I didn't
for
go back
you.
home
I
for
ain't go
you.
back home for you. You are the only thing that makes sense to
I could
me.
be where running
I.
water is right now and with my other husband, and I chose you.
Right. And
Ugh, Jamie, stop being so
Jamie,
ungrateful.
I've chosen you and you're gonna give up. Fuck you.
Yeah,
Is
pretty
more or
much.
less what she's saying. He's like, hey. And so, and so he has them cut the brand off
In
of
such a
him.
weird way, he kind of snaps out of it really easily.
Yeah, and they burn his branded skin, which I'm sure
I'm
smelled
sure that smells
disgusting.
awful.
Oh,
I was thinking the same
yikes. Yeah,
thing.
it's like ugh,
I was like, yeah.
very,
I
very
love the
visceral.
symbolism, but guys, that's not paper. That's
It's
skin.
visceral as all get out. And they go to get on the boat. And this is actually really cute because Claire takes a leave taking from the boys, including Angus, who kisses her on the lips, Willie, who is a good guy, and Rupert, who kisses her hand, like, this is how you're supposed to say goodbye to ladies. And
Chivalrous.
Myrta's like, fuck all of you, I'm going with him.
Yeah, exactly. Myrta's coming with them. They apparently there's a like a Fraser cousin or something who's a
Somewhere
tradesman
in Paris,
in
or well, in,
Paris.
actually, he's not in Paris. He's in like Calais or something. But go
Something
ahead.
like that.
Yep.
Either
Next
way,
season.
that's where they're going. And so her and Jamie get on the boat and she's just like, "Well, there's something I need to tell you.
I.
I'm pregnant." And he's
How
just like, "Oh my God, I'm happy again." It's like, okay.
I be happy, please?
Like, I think what's interesting about this sequence, obviously, the ramifications of the mental ramifications are not completely gone. But the physical stuff with the hand and stuff like that, I can't recall, but I don't think it's really dwelled upon that much in season two, which I think is fair enough. But like it gets to the point where I'm just like, you remember that he had like so many bones broken and he could barely, his hand was so stiff that he couldn't move it, right? Like you realize that, huh? Okay, well, as
He's
long as you're
he got
aware,
better. She's a witch.
he
He got
got
better.
better.
He was not turned into a new, he was turned into something else, but he got better. Anyway, so yeah, there it's very, very cute. And he's very sweet. And Martel's looking at him like, oh, these people. And they're very happy and they're kissing.
Yeah.
Yay.
And they're on their way to France.
Sing
I
me song.
wonder what interesting storylines await us there.
You don't because you've seen this before.
Yeah.
What were your best parts of this episode?
Myrta. Oh, also, sorry. I would also like to say Bonnie Prince Charlie is also in France, which is another reason why they're going, because maybe they can change history. Anyway, my
Yes.
best parts, Myrta, easily awesome. Love him. Monks, I like them. They're awesome. 10 out of 10. Claire, I really like her. I like her approach because if I'm being honest, this is a similar approach to, God forbid this ever happened to a partner of mine, but if this ever were to happen, I would probably take the approach of, we're not going to talk about it. I'm here to make you feel better and to make sure you're eating and like not depressed. And I would
Not
focus more on
suicidal.
your well-being and
Yeah.
not on dwelling on the past of what happened. And because dwelling on it, I mean, like getting it out of your system, like she had, for example, she had been walking around with all of this guilt over what's going on in her own life of like she came through the stones. She was never telling the whole truth and all that stuff. And she finally was able to
Burden
unveil that
herself.
to him. And that was a weight off her shoulders. In many ways, that's true for trauma as well. Once you, but there's this certain time period in which you're either going to tell somebody about it or you're going to bottle it up for a while and then you can talk about it. And I think that Jamie probably just needed to get it out of his system so that he wouldn't have to think about it later. And Claire eventually is like, yeah, that's how I need to handle it. But at first, I think she was going to just let it slide because she just knew what happened anyway. She saw a bit of it. Either way, I like her a lot. I think that her comforting him is very sweet and her defending him is great, and also her knocking the shit out of him Like, they get into a physical altercation over this
You
shit.
do a bunch of physical altercations. I respect that.
And he's just like, Claire, don't make me hurt you. And she's like, I'm already hurting, so fuck you.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, he needed to hear that. I don't want you to be in pain, Claire. It's like, what do you think your death is gonna do to me, bitch? Like, what? Anyway, Jamie choosing to live. I think that's great. I'm glad that he chooses to live. Otherwise, this would have been a very short series. She would have just gone back to Frank. What were
That's
your
it.
what were your best
All
parts?
right, so I like both Claire and Jamie, and I
And
like
Willie.
each of the actors' performances independently, as well as together. I feel like the way this episode and the one immediately previously are portrayed is the whole reason you keep watching the show, right? Like you keep hoping to come back to this. We're together in this, no matter how fucking bad it gets. This is as better for worse as the vows can imagine, right? And this show tests that boundary a lot. This, of course, is in one of the most intimate ways you can imagine. And this idea that no matter what happens to you, I love you. No matter how you treat me, I love you. And you are,
To a degree.
well, right. I mean, but you're pushing me away and you're not letting me
That's
help you
different.
and that kind of thing. And you say it's different, but I think a lot of times, and I do understand there are abusive things where quite often from a similar position of trauma, it's not explained, right? Like if he had not explained to her what happened to him in that prison cell and just was continuing to behave that way, I can see her saying fuck you.
Yeah.
But that's
This is why
not what
communication is
happens
so
here,
important.
right? This is why communication is critical. So I love that that's portrayed and it's fleshed out and it's spelled out in some sense. Because you can't just like take someone's word for it or something like this. So I love Murtaugh. He's so good. Willie, fabulous. The monks, amazing. Love it. What were your worst parts?
Blackjack Randall.
For sure.
Fuck you.
For sure. He is the worst part of this episode, no question.
I also would say, and I hate to put him on this list, Jamie for just, I get it. I
Yeah,
do
I
get
don't
it.
fault him for this one,
I get
actually.
it absolutely, but him like giving up is very disappointing. But I do get it. So I'll take him off the list, but after having watched it a couple times, I think that my like most simple take on that is, well, Jamie, everyone's been through shit. You need to just get over it. But that's absolutely inaccurate. It's a very specialized situation, and this person who's been tormenting you in more ways than one for years finally got a hold of you, tortured you, raped you, all that stuff.
For a whole fucking night,
Yeah, it's bad.
over and over.
And I can understand him losing faith and losing his spirit like that, but I also appreciate Claire being like, listen, like the fuck, like you're gonna leave me? Is that what you want to do? Like you've got to be honest with me. Do you want to do that? Because if you are dying, I'm gonna die too.
Yeah. And that's the end. And, oh, this thing at the end. By the way, I'm pregnant.
Oh yeah, by the way, I'm
If
pregnant.
he had said yes, that would be bad.
That would be really bad, but I mean, it would be his choice, but it would still be really bad.
So, what grade did you give this episode?
I don't know. B.
I gave it an A, and I
No.
think that I gave it an A because it solidifies their relationship, which I think is important.
Don't think they need this to solidify their relationship for me.
I think there's a lot of reconciliation that needs to happen after all the conflict that has gone on in this season, and particularly in these last couple episodes. I think that there's just a whole lot of shit to be hashed there, and they do it. I like the fact they do it really quickly. They don't in the book. This might be part of the reason that I'm kind of like, yay, this is good, because it's not like, I don't know, 100 and something pages. Devoted to like, oh, Jamie's upset. Oh, you know, like they condense it really, really well. They condense it in a way that they hit all the important stuff without eliminating anything that you feel is crucial. I feel like this is part of, like I said, these two episodes are part of the reason that we keep watching the show, right? And for that, I also think as an episode is well constructed, I feel like it makes you want to watch the second season, which not all end of first season episodes do. So I think it's a good episode. I'll give it an A.
I
If you
don't
don't,
know.
it's up to you.
I'm torn because I'm a part of me feels like the rape portions that we see are a little bit self-indulgent of like, well, we have these men who are willing to do this, so let's just
You mean
milk
the
it for all
actors?
it's worth. Yes.
Yeah.
And so let's just milk it for all it's worth. Let's show them in all of the different positions of
I will
motive
say the
instead of
source
letting.
material does it exactly this way too. So it's not like it's just coming from that perspective.
I was going to say, instead of letting us use our imagination a little bit of what do you imagine that Jamie went through during that time, instead of showing us all of it, I think they definitely needed to show us some of it, but I don't think just to confirm like certain sexual elements. However, I think that there were certain things that you didn't need to see, and I think that was a little bit self-indulgent on their part, but I don't know. I also think that the whole I'm depressed, I want to kill myself to let's go to France. Pipeline is a little rushed. I know you said that, like, obviously, I don't want it to be super drawn out, but I also think that, I don't know, we could have used a little bit more time being spent on, like, the after having that conversation with Claire part of this is why life is worth living. We have a future ahead of us. Do you want to be a part of that or not? Instead of it happening on the boat, it could have happened before or something. Like maybe that be a part of the reason why he stays. I don't know. I think that could have like opened up a few avenues of like, is this the only reason you chose to live? And him being like, no, that's not the only reason, or something like that. I think that could have opened some avenues that they didn't explore. But I think just in general, I think I like the other episode better. I don't know why. I think I do because I think that if you're going to torture these people, this is how they you do it. And like this, I think is a good aftermath to it. But I don't know. I think the branding is a little much. Obviously, I'm sure that's like a book detail or
It
whatever.
is.
And I don't know. I again, a little bit self-indulgent for me. I don't know.
So I the episode preceding this I don't like as much, partly because of the pacing. Like they don't seem to know what to do with Claire while she's not in Port in Wentworth prison. Whereas this seems to be well paced both in the flashbacks and in the non-flashbacks. Like everything's moving forward. The comparison to the book, in the book, and again, I'm going by recollection here, they go to this monastery in France, and I think the monk or one of them is a relative of Jamie's. They end up staying at this monastery for months while he recovers. I mean, it's a very long, drawn out kind of thing. And even after he gets his shit together, they're there for a while before they move up the coast to where they're going to be starting the next season. It's very differently paced. I like the fact that they kind of crunched it all into one because it seemed like very, very long and not super productive in the book. So it may be partially a comparison to that, but I do like the setup for the next season, and I think that this as an episode is well constructed. So that I'm sticking by it. That's my vote.
Sure. And I probably will bump it up. I do understand where you're coming from. I think that it wouldn't be a matter of adding an episode. It would more be adding a scene for me of like the pacing of his recovery or whatever. I think it just could have used a little bit more breathing space.
Sure.
I don't know. I just felt weird that he was just like, all right, I'm in the boat now. It's like, what? That didn't take much at all. But
It took Murtagh carrying you.
I guess,
That's a good answer. So,
what I was gonna say is, it's not a B. I guess it is a little bit better than the last episode, so I guess I'll give it an A minus.
okay. What did you think of this season? Because we have further seasons coming up, and we can't compare to those yet because, again, they have 100,000 fucking episodes of the show. I'm not trying to turn people off from watching. It's just
You
they're
really
all
are
different.
seeming like you are.
No, there's just a lot of material, and I don't remember all of it, so it makes it very hard. And of course, I don't want to spoil things at this point. But I like this first season of
I do
Outlander.
too.
I think it is good. I think obviously they could tighten up some of it.
I think this easily could have been like a 12 episode season
Yeah, I think
instead.
so.
I think that expanding the world, setting stuff up for later is fun, but there are certain subplots like let's see what Frank's up to.
That went on way too long, yeah.
And the episode that could have been 10 minutes. I think that easily also could have been 10 minutes. As I said, like they bring
Yeah.
back Dougal, and for what? They go on the road, and for what? He still ends up in the hands of the British, back where we started. Like,
Boogie bugle boy of
and
nowhere.
if I'm being honest, these two episodes could have consolidated into one for
Oh
me.
yeah, I really think you could have, from a timeline perspective, just like crunched it, but they didn't.
Like,
So
take away a few of the violent sex scenes in this episode and then just tack it on to the end of the last one and like I edit a few things here and there.
yeah, I do feel like the showrunners struggled a bit in this first season, but it is still a good season, and like it makes you want to watch more seasons. So,
Yeah.
and I think so much of that
Is the
is down to the
chemistry.
actors. The cast is amazing. The chemistry between Katrina Balfe and Samuel really makes
Sells
it.
it.
They do, they sell it. And that you don't get that in every show, or and you don't get it for like multiple seasons. I'm just warning you, this is still there, seasons and seasons
Oh
later.
yeah, no, it doesn't fade.
No, and I think that that is remarkable. So you are willing to come back and go, Claire,
Jamie.
Claire.
Jamie.
That
I'm trying to think. If I had to pick
was
like
not
a
a good
few
effort.
favorite
Oh, sorry, better.
If I had to pick a few favorite characters, I think I've already told you guys, but Jenny, Ian, Murtagh, they're definitely all up there. I do love Jamie.
Dougal's a bad guy. I think he like adds
He
like
makes
this
some weird
great.
ass advances.
He
Oh,
does.
Galus! Galus!
Galus is definitely
Our
a gray
girl, that's our
semi-villain.
bitch. We
I
love you.
love Galus. Well,
You're a
and
mess.
as far as bad villains, like so solely nothing else but bad. Blackjack Randall's fucking scary.
Yeah, no,
He
he's
is,
absolutely terrifying. But
absolutely.
also, he's not, as we've already mentioned this episode, he ain't dead. So,
As you will see
as you'll see,
at the
because
end,
they
so
do love milking that fucking gal. And that's a thing for later seasons problems, but
it is,
like,
but the reality is that the show is compelling. You want to watch it because the chemistry is there, and you actually give a shit about these characters. They get into plausibly bad situations most of the time, although some of them are ridiculous.
I think another thing I like about this season is that even though we do have kind of an ensemble of characters, it doesn't feel like an ensemble show.
No.
It's more of it's just focused on what's going on with Claire and Jamie, and that there are others around them who have really interesting stuff going on, but we hear about that. Like the whole Galus and Dougal thing, if they were in the later seasons, we would have seen a whole subplot of Galus and Dougal being revolutionaries and fucking on the
You're selling
side
this show
or
too.
whatever. Like it's don't tell me I'm wrong. Like
I'm not going to
it's
tell you you're wrong. We just haven't watched these in a while.
But I'm just saying that, like, later on, there are so many characters
It's
that,
true.
and that's just kind of how life works, of like you accumulate all these different people in your life and they become a part of your sphere and all that stuff. But do I need to see all of what's going on with them? No, especially when it gets fucking boring. And I yeah, how about this? When looking towards the next few seasons, I remember quite a bit of season two, like a lot of season two. I remember season three. Season four, I get a little bit fuzzy. Season five, I get real fuzzy. Season six, God knows what happens in that season. Season seven, I remember a little bit more vividly because Half
It
Men
was
came out
recently, yeah.
recently, and I remember only the more funny parts of that.
Right. So
I don't know what
truly,
to tell
right. I mean, I'm not ranking seasons at this point, certainly,
can tell you
but
that I
I know
remember.
that like this season's a good season in my book. I know that. Season two, I remember a fair bit of,
Season two, I
and I did
felt.
read a good chunk or maybe all of the second book, so that it sticks a little more closely. Season three.
Okay.
Season four, season five, season three, I remember some, but not necessarily positively. Season four, I remember some, but not necessarily positively.
I
Five and six, I couldn't tell you
you a damn thing.
nothing about what happens in season five or season six, unless Jimmy from Downton Abbey is there, in which case, oh, sorry. I just never remembered you were in one of the
Like
seasons.
season
Something.
three or four.
I don't know. But the bottom line is that seasons five and six blend together in my head completely. Season seven, I remember some shit. And of course, season eight hasn't come out yet. So.
I would just like to say, I think I remember season two being a bit of a mixed bag. It had some fun stuff in it, but it
Oh, for
also had a
sure.
lot of weird shit in it
Agreed.
that I'm
Yes.
just like, why is this happening right now? And it had some really impactful moments,
But
like
it also
big
has some stuff
Outlander
that you're like,
moments.
what in the? Oh, no, season three has some what in the actual fuck in it. No,
Season
but.
three has some weird pacing problems of like, there
Major.
are certain parts of it that I find really compelling. It's
Oh,
not going to
yeah.
be the parts that you find compelling, but it's the parts I find
Maybe not.
compelling.
We'll see.
Like a certain timeline that I find compelling
We'll
more
see.
than the other because the other is just depressing. And
Right.
so, but then like there comes like a point where it like it kind of converges and it's like, oh wow, this is great. And then it gets boring. I don't know.
I
I
can't
just
wait to actually find out if we are making all this shit up. Yeah, we might be. It's
We'll
possible.
talk about it off
We're gonna
podcast.
talk about it, but we hope that you join us. Drink some of these Outlander cocktails from this cocktail. They are really very
Interesting.
interesting. Yeah, I mean,
Don't
especially.
buy shit for this. I'm just gonna
Right,
say
but
that.
there are a lot of things that are variations on old fashions. There are a lot of things that have. You know, like good cold weather, and we're heading into cold weather here in the Northern Hemisphere. Things for our Brazilian listeners, that doesn't help you, but we love you. We
We love
love the fact that
you.
we have listeners all over the world. Woo!
I love that
Anyway,
we're international for no
I know,
reason.
I love it too. And we love you all. We hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.